He's the voice of Bulldog Hockey, Ferris State University. We big things going on in U.S. University College hockey right now. Dominic, how are you?
As always, a pleasure. Doing really well today, Mick. How are you?
Pretty good. Last time since we've talked, I went to RIT to see a game and my first U.S. college experience, and I must say it was fun. The corner crew, the band playing in the corner, only 2,000 people in the small arena, but they were totally into the game. It was good hockey. I take it that's pretty much a snapshot of U.S. college hockey.
It is. It definitely is. But there are the buildings that seat like 15,000 like Wisconsin and 10,000 like Minnesota. So
sure.
it does change. And, but speaking of 2,000 people in a building, you should have been at the game in Big Rapids last Saturday between both rivals, Western Michigan and Ferris State. Unbelievable game that was. Line brawls in college hockey. It's unbelievable.
Uh-oh. How often does that happen?
Never.
Okay. And we're not saying it's a good thing, but, man, it gets the blood going, doesn't it? Is there a history between Western Michigan and Ferris?
There is. The rivals are only an hour and 40 minutes down one street between each other in West Michigan. And it was in Big Rapids at Ferris State. And the building seats like 2,500, and it was over capacity, 2,600 people, sold-out crowd. And this was a game, guys, that took over 3 hours, and it went into overtime and shootout. 115 pims in the game. It was unbelievable.
Who won it?
Ferris State in the shootout.
Nice.
At one time, five guys from Ferris State were in the penalty box. And just a story of the quick tale here. Ferris State scores in the first, leading 1-0 all the way up until 15 minutes left in the game. Our goalie, CJ Mock, comes out to play the puck at the top of the circles, gets hit. No call from the officials. Line brawl starts. Unbelievable. Like center ice all across the ice. Yard sale equipment everywhere. And student section of the building was just going nuts. I haven't heard it that loud. This is in my time of broadcast in hockey.
Nice. See, that's why you got to call those stuff. They got to call that stuff. Dominic, right now, the Beanpot going on in Boston. That's a big deal. Again, I'm not all familiar with it. It makes me hungry every time I hear it. For people who don't know and those who do, say what it is and what's going on.
Oh, well, it's played the first two Mondays of every February. It's been going on for 60 years, dating back to 1953. And it's played at the TD Garden, home of the Bruins, between four major schools in the Boston, Massachusetts area. Boston University leads the tournament with 29 championships. Boston College is second with 17. And then the Northeastern's there, and they always invite someone else like Harvard. And this year was Harvard. And the semifinals were played on Monday with Northeastern beating Boston University, and then Boston College were victors over Harvard. And it was kind of funny. I'm going to take this from the Hockey East columnist David Henriksen. The last time Northeastern defeated Boston University in the Beanpot, Ronald Reagan still served as the U.S. president. Larry Bird played for the Celtics, and New Jersey Devils head coach Jim Schoenfield had not yet told referee Don Kaharski to have another donut. So that was kind of funny.
So we're looking around 87 or 88 then, are we? Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, that's a famous one. What about Ferris State? In the time remaining, how are they doing?
Doing really good right now. They're fourth in the CCHA out of 11 teams. Top four teams get a first-round bye and host second round. So we go to Marquette tomorrow morning in the UP to take on Northern Michigan, and that will be our weekend series. Hopefully we can take two from the Wildcats up there and continue possession here in the CCHA.
Go Ferris State. That's our team.
Exactly. Dominic, I got an amazing email from Dominic a couple of days ago saying he's sending us jerseys of the fine Ferris State Bulldogs. And, Dominic, we appreciate you sending this over to us. And when they get here, we'll take a fine picture of it.
Customized with your last names and numbers on them, too. And that's compliments of Dick Redmond, which his son just played his first NHL game with Winnipeg last week.
Dick Redmond, the old defenseman?
No, his son Zach Redmond. Dick Redmond's the dad.
No, I mean, was Dick Redmond the guy who played in the NHL all those years?
No.
Oh, I'm getting all excited now. Don't do that to me. I'm still excited.
That's cool. Thanks, Dick.
Who are you thinking now?
I'm thinking Dick and thinking Dominic.
Dominic, we're going to get you on in 2 weeks' time, see what's going on with Ferris State. Thanks for joining us today, sir. Appreciate it.
Fantastic. Bye, Pete. Bye, Mick.
Yeah.